Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on shaping a jungle atmosphere by moving from session view into arrangement view. Today we're not treating atmosphere like some polite pad sitting in the background. In drum and bass, especially darker jungle, rollers, narrow-leaning stuff, and atmospheric halftime sections, the atmosphere is part of the bass line's identity. It's part of the tension. It's part of the drop. It can absolutely make or break whether the track feels like a loop or a living tune. So the big idea here is simple. Use session view like a tension lab. Getch, improvise, test bass, call and response, break edits, and texture moves there first. Then record that performance into arrangement view and shape it into a real journey with intention. We're aiming for something around 174 BPM in a minor key like D minor, F minor, or G minor. Think moody jungle roller energy with a modern edge. Tight sub, moving reese, break derived atmosphere, and enough contrast that every section feels like it earns its place. First, set up your project like a performance sketch, not a finished timeline. Open Ableton Live 12, set the tempo to 174 BPM, and choose your key center early. Then build just four core tracks in session view. Keep it lean. You want speed and clarity, not a giant template that slows down the creative flow. Your core tracks are drum or breaks, sub-bass, mid-bass or reese, and atmosphere or texture. Add a return for long reverb and maybe another for delay if needed. That's enough to start moving quickly. On the sub-bass track, load something clean like operator or a simple analog patch. Keep it dry, mono, and focused. The sub is not here to impress anyone by itself. It's here to anchor the groove and support the drums without fighting them. A good starting point is a sine wave, mono mode on, a little bit of glide if you want that classic legato jungle feel, and very little else. If you add saturation, keep it subtle, just enough to help the bass translate on smaller systems. The key thing is to keep the sub simple and disciplined. Now write a bass pattern that actually leaves space for the drums. A lot of D&B goes wrong, because the bass tries to say too much all the time. In jungle and D&B, the bass should often answer the drums, not run non-stop. Think in phrases, not just notes. Try building a few different MIDI clips in session view. One sparse clip, one with a little more movement. One tension clip that leads into a drop, and one stripped-down version for switch-ups. You're giving yourself performance options, and that matters later when we move into arrangement view. Next, design the reese or mid-bass as a separate layer. This is where the character lives. Load wave-eatable and build something harmonically rich. Two detuned saws can work great, or a saw and square combo. Keep the detune controlled, the unison count low enough that it still feels focused, and use a low-pass filter to shape the tone. We want heavy, not harsh, menacing, not messy. A slow LFO on the filter cutoff is a great move here. Subtle motion is often enough. Then map a few macros if you want to perform the sound later. Cutoff, detune, distortion, and width. That gives you real control in session view, which is exactly what we want. Make a few different clips for the reese too. One rising into the drop, one static and ominous, one with rhythmic filter pulses. One that leaves gaps for call and response. This is where the arrangement starts to feel alive, because the bass isn't just repeating. It's reacting. If you want more jungle flavor, resample the reese later and chop it into short stabs. That can sound far more expressive than keeping it as a static synth line. Now for the atmosphere, and this is the fun part. A lot of the best jungle atmosphere comes from the break itself, not from a generic pad. So take a break loop, duplicate it to another audio track, and process that copy into texture. High pass it, saturate it, wash it out with reverb, and let it become part of the harmonic mood rather than just the drum layer. You can use simpler, slice to new MIDI track, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, reverb, EQ8, and even echo or grain delay if you want a more ghostly smear. But keep your low end protected. This texture should float around the groove, not set on top of the kick and snare like a blanket. A useful mindset here is event density. Ask yourself, is this section sparse, medium, or dense? Then shape the drums, bass, and atmosphere to match that density on purpose. That's a huge part of making the tune feel like it's progressing instead of just looping. Now start jamming. Trigger your clips in session view like you're DJing your own track. Build a few scenes, maybe an intro scene with filtered drums and atmosphere. A build scene with sub hints and break dust. A first drop scene with the main bass phrase. A variation with stop-start response. A stripped switch up, and then a heavier second drop with more automation and motion. This is where you really listen for tension and release. Leave space before the drop. Pull the sub out for a moment. Bring in a reverse texture or a short fill right before impact. Let one bass phrase breathe before you repeat it. That breathing room is what makes the drop hit harder. And here's a coach note that matters a lot. Performance mistakes can become arrangement gold. If you trigger a clip late or land on a weird transition and it sounds cool, keep it. Record everything. Don't judge too early. A lot of advanced DNB arrangement ideas come from accidents in session view. Once you've captured a jam that feels good, switch over to arrangement view and start editing the best moments into a real structure. Now you're not just collecting loops, you're composing the journey. A good DNB arrangement often works in clear phrases, maybe a 16-bar intro, a 16-bar build, a 32-bar first drop, a breakdown or switch, a 32-bar second drop, and then an outro. Dancers and DJs respond well to that kind of phrasing, even in more experimental tracks. Use automation to shape the emotional arc. Open the atmosphere filter over 8 bars. Increase the reverb send in the last 2 bars before the drop. Push distortion a bit harder in the second half of the second drop. Mute and reintroduce drum texture to create contrast. Keep the sub mono and stable. Let the atmosphere widen, but protect the low end. That low end relationship is crucial. In arrangement, zoom in and check how the bass and drums are talking to each other. Use sidechain compression if needed. Keep the kick and sub from stepping on each other. Use EQ to carve space if the kick needs more authority. And use saturation so the bass still speaks on smaller speakers. If your atmosphere starts feeling too wide or hazy, high-pass it harder. Don't let it steal the punch from the drums. In DNB, immersion is great, but clarity wins. Now for some advanced movement. Resample a few moments from the jam. Maybe a bass growl right before a snare fill. Maybe a filtered sweep from the atmosphere. Maybe half a bar of break texture. Maybe a delay throw at the end of a phrase. Chop those into audio and place them as ear candy in arrangement view. A short resampled bass stab before the drop can work like a signal flare. It hints that something bigger is coming. It adds urgency without needing a giant riser. That's a very modern jungle trick, and it works. You can also play with negative space. Instead of making the second drop busier, remove something important. Maybe no top reese for a few bars. Maybe no atmosphere wash. Maybe no bass fill in bar 2. Then bring that layer back later. The absence creates impact. Also, think about the relationship between human and machine movement. A rigid bass pattern can feel powerful, but a slightly late texture swell or a reversed break fragment makes the track feel more alive. That contrast is part of the magic. A few common traps to avoid while you do this. Don't make the atmosphere too wide in the low end. Keep everything below roughly 120 Hz mono. Don't let the bass drone constantly through every bar. Call and response is your friend. Don't drown the main bass in reverb. Keep the sub dry. Don't stop after making a good session view jam. The arrangement contrast is what turns it into a track. And don't make the second drop identical to the first. Even small changes in rhythm, density, or filter motion matter a lot in DNB. If you want a super practical mini challenge, try this. Set the tempo to 174, pick a minor key, make 3 sub clips, 3 mid bass clips, and 1 break derived atmosphere track. Jam 4 scenes in session view, record into arrangement view, then trim it into an 8-bar intro, 8-bar build, 16-bar drop, and 8-bar switch up. Add only 3 automations: atmosphere filter opening, reverb rise before the drop, and extra distortion in the second half of the drop. That's enough to get a section that feels like a journey, not just a loop. So to recap, start in session view to audition bass phrases, atmosphere clips, and switch ups fast. Keep the sub clean, mono, and intentional. Build the reese as its own moving layer. Turn the break into atmosphere for real jungle character. Record the performance into arrangement view, then shape the phrasing and transitions with automation. Protect the low end, preserve the drum transients, and use contrast to make the drops feel bigger. That's the workflow. That's how you take a dark DNB sketch from a live idea into a proper arrangement. And if you want, I can also help you build a companion Ableton device chain for the sub, reese, and break atmosphere next.